Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathy. I'm at USA Prepares with my friend Vince. We've been talking about repairing washing machines and prevention. I have a couple comments, Vince. One was in our other house, and I still have the washing machine in my dryer. I have the old Maytag, and my Maytag right now is, I believe it's 36 years old, my dryer. We did have to replace the washer, but the man came in when I was having trouble with a dishwasher, and he was the one that replaced the dishwasher switch. And he came in, and he looked at those Maytags, and he said, "Lady," he said, "hang on to those Maytags as long as you can. They don't make them like that anymore." And he said, "Whatever parts cost," he said, "I would just replace them or keep replacing them as long as you can." So I still have my dryer, and I have another old used Maytag that I use. But what you were saying, Vince, is really true, that they sure don't make them like they used to.
I had a comment about that, Kathy. Years ago, when people like you and your husband and Mrs. Fennelli and I and, you know, our parents would buy an appliance, they might go to we might have gone to an appliance store, and if they sold Maytag, there would be a display, and it would be a little display of us versus them, and the Maytag display would say, "Here's our belt. Here's our pulley," and they take a small section of the belt if it's a dryer. "Here's the pulley that we use in our dryer. Here, and here's theirs." And you'd find that theirs, meaning the other brands that competed with Maytag before Maytag was, you know, bundled in with the Whirlpool group, you would see that everything that Maytag, all the Maytag parts were heavier, stronger, weighed more, etc. And that's why they were so durable. And so the Maytag name was the name that was synonymous with appliance durability. So, yes, and that's probably why the appliance repair person said what he said. And he's absolutely, positively correct. Everything was heavier on a Maytag, and that's why they lasted longer. But today, we don't seem to be very, not we, I mean the GDP, they seem to be more interested in, well, can I get it in candy apple red? I mean, that's really important, you know. Or do you have one that has a satin stainless steel finish? You have one of those. Or do you have one that has more cycles because more cycles is important? That's nuts. Because, frankly, there's only really two cycles that you need on a washing machine, you know, gentle and regular. That's it. And I may be confused, but I can get everything done with those two cycles. And probably 80 or 90% of what I want to get done, or Mrs. Fennelli wants to get done with a washer, gets done with the regular cycle. Is that true, Kathy, with you guys too?
Oh, absolutely. To me, function has always been more important than all the bells and whistles, and I think more can go wrong. I just like the old-fashioned, you turn the handle, there's no computer screen or computerized parts at the top. Mine's just the old-fashioned, you turn it.
Yeah. Yep. That's what we have. I wanted to get back to the capacitor for just a couple minutes. So, class, this capacitor, I said, starts the motor, you know, the electric motor of the washing machine. By the way, it's gasoline and diesel engines and electric motors, okay? And now an electric car has an electric motor, but they're electric motors. That's why I use the term motor. the capacitor starts the motor spinning. And you can go to the internet, you can just type in Whirlpool washer won't start. And you'll find a whole bunch of results. And you may see a timer. Now, it could be the timer. But more likely than not, it's the capacitor that's the problem. And a capacitor will stay charged for maybe an hour or two. So if it was charged and if it does work, you can get shocked by touching it. So when you work with a washing machine or any appliance, you want to unplug it, right? And then if you're going to work with that capacitor, you can discharge it. It's not comfortable for the capacitor. It's hard on it. But you can discharge it with a screwdriver across the two terminals. But make sure the washing machine has been unplugged and you've let it set for an hour or two to naturally discharge. If the capacitor has failed already, it won't have a charge in it to begin with. But if it is good, you could shock yourself. I had a friend when I was growing up, and he would charge up a capacitor and put it in his front pants pocket. And this is in the grammar school days. And he'd walk up to someone, and he would shock them right through his pants, through their pants, and they wouldn't know what happened. So, you know, you can get shocked with them. And the cost is about $15, and buy a new one rather than a used one if you're going to do it. And keep it cool and dry. And I put it in a Ziploc bag kind of thing and, you know, mark what it's for if you're going to buy one to have as a spare. And that way you keep air from exchanging and having the capacitor fail just from being in the air longer than it needs to be. There's another thing that you can think about, and that is the fill valve. Now, if you have galvanized pipes, or if you have silt in your pipes without having a whole house water filter, the silt can clog the screen in what's called the fill valve. The fill valve is where those two hoses connect from your plumbing system behind the washing machine to the washer. You have those black hoses typically. And where they connect to the washer is there's a screen that filters out the chunks. And it's a pretty fine mesh screen. So if you have calcium, you know, hard water, you will be clogging that screen. And you'll see a very slow filling of the washing machine. In terms of water, it takes a long time. Well, if you shut off the water, use that crescent wrench that I talked about, you can unscrew the brass couplings or the stainless couplings to the fill valve. And usually the fill valve threads are plastic, so you won't have corrosion locking the hose to the fill valve threads. You'll see a screen in there. And if it's lime, vinegar will dissolve the lime. You can take the vinegar and put it in a small little, you know, a saucer, if you will, or a little cup. And you only need like a quarter of an ounce. Put on a Q-tip, dab it on the screen, and you'll start to dissolve the lime. That's a way to do to dissolve the lime. Or if you can figure out how to pour it in there without having it run down the back of the washer, that'd be great. But bear in mind that vinegar is corrosive. So I use paper towels to make sure if I drip, I don't drip down the, you know, the galvanized steel plate on the back of the washing machine. Then you can use like an old toothbrush, and you can scrub out the calcium deposits that have been loosened by the vinegar. Or if it's rust, you can do the same thing. And if you have one of those little spray bottles that, you know, you might water your plants with, you can spray vinegar in there and then rinse it with a final rinse of water and get all those chunks and deposits out of there, and then it'll fill better. But let's say your fill valve is broken and only the hot side works. Well, that's kind of common because most of your washing is with cold water and less of it's done with hot water. So the hot water side of the fill valve wears out faster. If you're determined that you don't want to buy or replace the fill valve, you don't have to. All you do is switch the hot and cold hoses. So the cold water line is connected to the hot side of the fill valve, and the hot side is connected to the cold. And then you just set your washing machine to hot, which is really drawing cold water. And you don't have to replace that fill valve, but you'll only be using cold water. Okay? That's one very easy way to solve the problem. And I've done that for years. I've decided that, you know what, I'm just going to get a spare fill valve. And I ordered that on eBay as well. And so in our plumbing department, for the washing machines, we have a spare Whirlpool washer. And here's some of the keywords: Whirlpool washer, water, inlet, fill valve. And you can buy the same one that I bought. It was $14.55 shipped. Now, what do they cost if you buy a Whirlpool brand? Now, this would be a made in China brand. They work fine. I see here, here's one for $192. It's a little different, but you can spend way more money than you need to. Here's another one that's $157. You can get them for a little over $14, and they work just fine. So you might want to have one of those spares, washing machine fill valve. You might want to have a spare capacitor. You might want to have some spare dogs, and you might want to have a spare water pump, and you might want to have a spare drive coupling. And it might be a little more than $30, but I was thinking, you know, the big ones would be the drive coupling, the water pump, and the fill valve. So about $30 does that. Capacitor drives it, you know, closer to $50. But you may find that it's not the capacitor. Now, you can go to you can go to YouTube and type in test washing machine capacitor. And there's a little bunch of YouTube videos, and I'll show you how to do that with your digital voltmeter or your analog voltmeter. It's really simple. It takes 10 seconds to test it. All you do is you you set your, first of all, you want to make sure your capacitor is discharged, and then you can, I'm not going to tell you how to do it, because I want to make sure you do it carefully and correctly. Just go to YouTube and look at testing washing machine capacitor. It's literally a couple seconds. So those are a couple of the big ones, and there's another thing that you can do to, and I really like this one. There is a transmission in these washing machines. The transmission is it's in a cast iron case. It's machined. It has a couple gears, if you will. And it's bathed in oil. And there's a little vent hole so that as the oil expands, it doesn't pop the seals on the transmission. But I believe when these were made, they used conventional oil rather than synthetic oil, which can tend to volatilize. And so if you start out with a quart of oil, you have less, you know, and 10, 15, 20 years. So what I did was I added more oil. But Whirlpool, Maytag, Kenmore, those brands do not have a way of removing a fill plug to pour the oil in. So what there is a top cover with a little tiny hole. And the hole is about the size of a ball of a ballpoint pen. So if you want to fill this thing up or top it off, you're going to have to guess. So what I used was synthetic differential lubricant, which you can call gear oil, 75W90 full synthetic gear oil. And I put it over the heating vent in the house to warm it up. And then I got a syringe, a cattle syringe, which is about two-thirds of an ounce. This is a pretty big hypodermic needle. And I ground the pointed tip flat so that I just put on the grinding wheel, wore some safety goggles, and ground that off flat. And now I have, and I put a dental tick in there, pick in there to remove the burrs, and I'll tell you the rest.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is Kathy. I'm with Vince. And Vince, you were talking about the transmission and the oil.
Yeah. And so the transmission, you can see the transmission when you remove the front cover of the washing machine. It's below the tub. And you'll see it's a cast iron piece. It's heavy. And there is a stamped sheet metal lid on top with a little bump. And the bump would be about half the size of a marble, you know, from yesteryear marbles. And in the center of this bump, this raised bump, is a little tiny hole the size of the ball of a ballpoint pen. So it's actually smaller than a number two pencil lid. And that is, you can use that to fill up the transmission, but, you know, take forever. But you can top it off pretty easily. But you have to probably make a tool, and I don't know if you can buy a tool to do this. So I took a cattle syringe that we had, got a bunch of those because sometimes we have to give cattle an injection if they get sick, vitamins, that kind of thing. Well, so these syringes hold about 2/3 of an ounce. And I heat the 75W90 gear oil, which is pretty thick. It's like the thickness of, let's say, vegetable oil, maybe a little bit thicker. But if you warm it up on the heating vent for a couple hours, it will be able to be pushed through this large diameter hypodermic needle. But the shape of the hypodermic needle needs to be modified. So you have to grind off the point because you can't fill it with the point, sharp edge of the needle. You have to grind that flat. And you can use a file, you can use a grinding wheel. And then you might have some burrs, so you can use a dental pick to, you know, make sure that the end is not closed shut through the grinding operation. Then you have to bend it into the shape of an L. So you take half of the needle, at the center of the needle, you can put it in a flame, a gas flame with a pair of pliers, heat it till it glows red, just gently heat it, and then you can put a gentle bend into this hypodermic needle. So instead of a straight needle, it's shaped like an L. Now, once you've done that, you can fill the hypodermic needle, take out the plunger, fill it with this 75W90 full synthetic gear oil, and you can just slowly pump it through the syringe into the transmission through that little tiny vent hole that I talked about. And if you use full synthetic oil, it'll go in easier. And what I have found is the transmissions absolutely sound magnificent. It takes what might have been a slightly noisy transmission in a washing machine, and it turns it into a silky, smooth, better than new sound. It's incredible. It seems to have more power. It's smoother. And I know for a fact that it will last way longer. So you can buy the gear oil that, you know, Whirlpool sells by the quart, or you can spend way less and have a multi-purpose 75W90 full synthetic gear oil. You can get it at the Chinese factory outlet. You can get it at, AutoZone, etc. But it has to be warm to push it through the hypodermic needle. And I have a feeling that your husband, when he hears this, he's going to want to do it too. Your washing machine with the agitator. It really, really works well. Any comments, Kathy, about that?
Oh, I think you're right. I'm going to play it for him later. Biff, okay. I have a question for you before I have to go. You talked about having spare appliances. If we were to get any extra, we have a pole barn, but it's not heated. Is that okay to store appliances, or are you going to risk like a rust situation or the hot to cold?
Here's the problem. There's a moisture problem. When you say you have a pole barn, does it have like lots of air leaks like everybody else's pole barn, or is it pretty tight?
It's fairly tight, but I mean, there's no gaps underneath the. We have a great big door, and then we have another side door, and then like a regular garage door. We have like three doors, but none of them leak. But it's not heated in any way. So,
how about moisture? On a in the morning, you know, after a cool night, a cool damp night, is anything damp inside in the morning?
It is if it were to rain, you know, like if we were to get rain or.
So here's the answer. The answer is mice love to find shelter. So they'll get in there. I mean, mice can set up shop in there, and that's a problem. So I think it would. The appliance will not last as long in that environment as it would with garage doors that close tightly, like overhead garage doors and, a concrete floor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least eight people are injured after shots rang out near the Olney Transportation Center on Wednesday afternoon, according to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police. It happened in the city's Fern Rock section.
We do have one person in custody, and we have two firearms recovered.
The victims were taken to area hospitals. A 71-year-old man was listed in critical condition, but the others were listed as stable condition, per the commissioner. President Trump slammed President Biden Wednesday night on Newsmax TV for his dumb statement at a CNN town hall Tuesday, suggesting there was no vaccine before the new administration took office. It should be noted a confused President Biden received his COVID-19 vaccine before taking office. The White House announced an immigration bill on Thursday that would create an 8-year path to citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants in country and provide a faster track for those brought in as children. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
As the country says goodbye to talk radio host Rush Limbaugh, Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News what made Rush great.
Radio, you have to show heart. And I actually think that was he had an immense intellect, a capacity to articulate conservative ideals and American principles like very few Americans of our time, but he also had heart. I mean, when you listen to somebody every day, as millions of Americans have done for more than 30 years, you get to know them for who they are. And this was a genuinely good man who he had a heart for our country. He loved the American people, and I think that spirit of fun was all reflected in a sense you had listening to him, that he loved the people that he was talking to. He believed in the boundless potential of every American. And I really do believe that the best days for America are yet to come. And when they come, we're going to build that boundless future on a foundation that Rush Limbaugh helped to pour. There'll never be another Rush Limbaugh.
The doctor of democracy died of lung cancer Wednesday at the age of 70 in Palm Beach, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? Oh,
God, you're.
When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, I wanted to thank Kathy for being with us, and I also wanted to apologize to Arjun because the way I've got this system configured in the studio, I can't look at the call screen and the traffic screen on how the bits are moving back and forth between Missouri, where the farm is, and GCN. So I didn't have the call screen up, and Arjun, you've been on hold for the better part of an hour.
Yeah.
Welcome. How can I help you?
It's fine. It's fine. Yep, it's no problem at all, first of all, and it's good to talk to you after a long time.
Yeah, it's great to hear your
voice. I'm actually facing a problem at my work, and the thing is that, like, my coworkers, they actually don't miss any opportunity to insult me, and the things that, like, they have created, like, situations that I've, you know, like, I'm not fresh out of college. I have been working for some time, and I've seen these situations previously also, and during those times, I didn't have any other option but just to continue with my work. But the thing is that, like, but now it's the situation, you know, like, they create such pressured situation for you. Even, like, if you ask for, like, if you ask for a small thing, they will come out and they will insult you. If the manager is not there, they will insult you. And if you tell the manager this thing, then they will not actually help you out. So this is the problem that actually I'm facing, and it's not actually a new thing. I have seen this thing many times, and this is the only reason why I leave my jobs. If I move to another jobs, and I only leave my job just because of this reason, that, like, these things starts happening in the job, and this is happening at this current place also. So I don't know, like, how to tackle it. Like, if I have to stay here, then I just have to take up all these things, and, you know, like, it's like it just ruins your day, and, you know, like, it's just like so much pressure mentally, like, on your brain, and so this is the problem that actually I'm facing here.
Okay, so Arjun, how long have you been at this company?
1 year, around 1 year, yes.
Okay. Can you change companies easily?
Easily, yeah. Well, actually, yeah, I can find jobs, you know, like, I can actually move to other jobs. Yes, I can, yes.
Okay. And are you working from home, or are you working in a with other people in the same room at their site, meaning the company site?
Yep, I'm working from home since COVID.
Okay. So when these other people give you a hard time, did you say they insult you? Is that the term you would use? Because I didn't hear that very clearly.
Yes.
Okay. So the problem is...
They will insult you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Is this kind of a group thing where they insult you on, like, a conference call, a video conference call, a audio conference call? Is that it, or is it just one person insulting you at a time?
Yes. Well, there are two people. Like, one is my coworker. One is my coworker, and then there is another lady. And so they have been working together for a long time, and they will only do it, like, when the manager is not in the call.
Okay, so I think I have some of what I need to help you. So it sounds like you're the odd guy, the odd man out. Now, that doesn't mean that you're weird or anything. It's just that they have been working together for a while, and you're the new guy. Is that right?
It could be like that, or it could be that, like, there is a sort of a thing that, like, people need, like, praise, like, for whatever they are doing, and it's very hard for me to provide, like, fake praise, you know, like, to these guys, and I think I'm an odd guy.
Okay, are you the most technically competent of the three?
Well, actually, no. There is another guy who has been working for more years than me. So he is more technically competent here.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like this is driving you crazy. And I have been in situations where I've worked with other people. People used to say to me when I was in Virginia, working at our own computer manufacturing company, so what is it about computers? Why do you like working with computers? And I would say, because I can't stand working with people. And for the kind of reasons that you've discussed, it is awful working with most people. They're petty. They're jealous. And if there's a corporate ladder and you're trying to do a good job and you're trying to climb the corporate ladder by doing, you know, being the best you can be for, you know, riding for the brand, you know, pulling for the company, doing the best you can for the company so the company does well, and maybe they'll recognize that you help them do well, and, you know, as they do better, you do better, all that kind of stuff. Well, there are always people who are jealous of that. And so while you're trying to climb the corporate ladder by doing just the right thing, the good thing, you know, good job, going above and beyond, there are people who are trying to either shake the ladder and knock you off or just flat out pull you down off the ladder. And if they pull you down, they can climb and take your place. And that's what people are like. And that's why it's miserable working with many people, most people. And I don't like that. So you have a choice, and you have the same choice that I had. And I had in my case, it was my boss. He was a drunk. He was a miserable guy. And no matter what I did, you know, in the Monday morning, he'd say, call me into his office. Vinny. He was vice president at the time. And I reported directly to him. Vinny, I want you to go right, keep going right, and I'll tell you when to stop. Okay. And I'd go back to my cubicle, and I would go, and I was in charge of, computer systems. And I would do my thing, and I'd keep going right, and he'd call me in on Tuesday, and he'd say, okay, so where are you? And I'd go, well, you know, I've been going right. And he'd go, what's the matter with you? I told you to go left. What's the matter with you? And I'd get beat up. No matter what I did, I got beat up, and it was awful. So what I did was I saw a course on how to be, it was back in the, you know, 80s, how to invest in real estate and become financially independent. And it was $495 for this Al Lowery course. It was Saturday and Sunday, and you could attend all morning of Saturday, and if you didn't like it, you get your money back. But if you stayed, you didn't get any money back. You know, your $495 was kept by the people who offered this course. Spent the $495, and I was absolutely enthralled. I thought, I can do this. I can invest in real estate, you know, buy single-family houses, apartment buildings, etc., and I can make it work. And so what happened was I started, well, after I spent the $495, I spent $100 on books. Now I was into it for about $600. I came home and talked to Mrs. Finelli and told her what I did. And now that I spent $600 back in the 1980s, that was a lot of money. So I had to go buy a building. So I bought an apartment building. And I bought the wrong one. And I realized it. So I bought another one. And that wasn't the right one either. So I bought the third one. That was the right one. So I bought three apartment buildings in 1 month, set them all to close on the same day. You know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And the banks didn't know about it. I spent way more money than they'd ever lend me. No bank would ever lend me that much money. And I had the closings, and now I was the owner, and they lent me the funds. Well, I was a real estate investor at that point, and then I kept buying one more building a month. And after a while, after 11 months, I had a bunch of buildings, and I had tenants, and I had cash flow, and everything was working. And I had the financial independence at that time to go to my boss's boss and say, you know, I really like the company, but I really don't want to work for this guy. He's hard to work for. Can I work for this other guy? And the boss said, if you can convince the other guy to let you work for him, yeah, go ahead. So I asked the other guy, who was a wonderful boss. And because I had the financial independence of, and back then I had a mortgage. You know, I didn't have car payments, but I had a mortgage because we had a nice house. And we were renovating the house, and I was renovating these apartment buildings and single-family homes in the evenings after work and on weekends. Well, the bottom line was I had the courage to say, you know what, I have enough security that I've built for myself and my family as the head of the household to ask for a different boss. And that was, you know, asking for a different boss is unheard of. At least back in the 80s it was. And I had the courage to do that. So, you know, after that, I've been independent and, you know, do whatever I want because I had the financial independence. That doesn't mean rich. That just means I had enough cash flow and I made enough profit. And I could keep this whole series of apartment buildings and houses, you know, afloat because I did it carefully. Well, the point I'm trying to make is I had an awful situation that probably would have given me a heart attack or a stroke had I stayed in it because, well, heck, you know, I had a mortgage and I had to provide for the family. Well, because I became financially independent, which I am to this day, financially independent, I can do whatever I want. I mean, it doesn't mean I can be stupid and go buy a, you know, Lamborghini, or just spend recklessly. I'm not wealthy, but I'm not dependent on anybody for income. I make my own income through farming. Well, that's how come we can be independent radio. That's how come I can say the things I say. Because no, if they fire me, it's okay. It changes nothing in terms of income. My house doesn't depend on it. My cars don't depend on it. Nothing depends. Nothing financial depends on radio. It only depends on the farm. So is there something that you can do like that to give you the backing of being financially independent so you can do whatever you want and just, you know, say, you know, I don't want to do this anymore?
Well, I have planned a lot previously. I have looked into many different houses and buildings even, but actually I was not able to convert that. I've been through a few problems in my life, and my credit history actually went bad after that. So
I'm not necessarily saying, Arjun, I'm not necessarily saying buy investment properties.
Yeah.
I'm not saying necessarily that. What I'm saying is there something that you can do to provide you with the economic stability / cash flow so that you can give this particular job a heave-ho and not risk losing your current living situation?
Yeah. I mean, like, so the thing is that, like, I will have to, you know, like, I will have to give up on this job and then find another job. So, I mean, like, it's just like switching another thing. That's the most easiest option that I have done previously. And
is it so bad, Arjun, that you can't stand it? Is that really the case? It's that bad? Because there's another thing you can do, and you can do what Norm Shealy says. Dr. Shealy, you can detach. You can say to yourself, these guys that I work with are a bunch of idiots. So they'll tell me to, you know, to jump this high, and I'll just jump that high. I'm not going to do any more. I'm not going to do any less. I'm just going to do what's required, and I'll build my backstop, my own independence.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Arjun's with us, and he has some questions about his job, and I explained and delineated what I did when I had a situation where I had a miserable working environment, but I worked for a wonderful company. You know, it's the kind of thing where everything was going great, and then I get a new boss. They hire this new guy, and then they say, oh, yeah, by the way, Vinny, you're going to report to him now because he's the new guy that we've inserted between you and the very top management. That's what happened to me. So, Arjun, you know, Norm Shealy has said, Dr. Shealy said, you know, stress is a killer. And absolutely no question about it is. And if you think you're going to, you know, die of a heart attack or, you know, stress or stroke or whatever from the situation, you need to get out of there. But if you can detach from it, which is something also that Dr. Norman Shealy talks about, if you can detach and say, these guys are just a bunch of idiots, and I'm going to ignore all of it, I'm just going to do, you know, what they asked me to do, the minimum, then you can stick with it while you build your backstop plan. Now, there are people who are petty, you know, little people, not physically in stature, just little people who just enjoy being mean. Okay. So I might say in one of these calls, if I'm getting beaten up, something like this, because I really don't care, but you have to be prepared to lose your job. If you complain to the boss, you might get terminated because, well, heck, he's a complainer, even if you're right. So that's a problem. You know, whistleblowers are the first to get thrown out. You know, you say, hey, the company's doing this illegally, and you think you're doing the right thing by fixing the problem, and you get fired. So you got to be careful about that if you value your job. But there are these petty people, and they do the kinds of things that you're talking about. So I might be, if I didn't care about the job, I might be tempted to say something like, "Why is that? I heard what you said, but is that the same way you talk to your husband or your wife or your mother or your father or your children? Or you just save that for me?" I might be tempted to do that, but you have to be prepared, you know, to escalate the fight. But you know, the other thing you can do is start applying for those other jobs and then have one. And then, you know, when when you ultimately leave, you can leave on your terms rather than their terms. But if you are applying for another job, I suggest that you do not say, oh, these people are horrible. They yell at me. They make fun of me. They pick on me. I wouldn't say that. I would just say, you know, I'm looking for more challenge. Okay? I'm not being challenged very much where I am, and I know that I can do more than they are allowing me to do. So I'm looking for, you know, more challenge, not necessarily more money. I would never talk about money under those circumstances. Now, if you have a headhunter looking for you and wants to, you know, bring you from one company to another company, I might say, okay, so what's in it? You know, what are the parameters? Where is it? What is it? And how much is it? I might say something like that. Does that make any sense when I've mentioned, Arjun? I've spoken from experience. I mean, literally, these things have happened to me.
No, definitely it doesn't. Last time when we spoke, I started applying for small jobs, like in small towns, like in Missouri I tried. Then I tried in Kentucky. I tried in New Mexico, where these states which have like small towns and they needed like some guy with my skill set. So there is there might be like one job, you know, like they are still, you know, like they are working on the background checks and everything in Kentucky. It's like this city called Fort Knox or something like that in Kentucky. So I think, but the salary will be like slashed in half the salary that I have right now. But I think it has become like unbearable here. I will try to detach word, you know, like that Dr. Noam Shuri explained, you know, like it just hit me, you know, like when he was explaining this thing. And it's an amazing thing, you know.
Arjun, let me ask you.
Doing that, you know, like, yes, yeah.
Arjun, you're in, what state are you in? What state?
I'm in New Jersey, you know, like currently I live in New Jersey, but work is in New York.
What?
Yep.
Okay. So it sounds to me like being in New York, working in New York, that would be higher income level than in many other places other than maybe Silicon Valley, California. Is that right? Your salary would be higher?
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. Yes, but also living in the Garden State, New Jersey, your expenses are higher, right?
It is. Yes. It's almost same as like New York, but a little bit less, but almost same as New York, you know.
Yeah, half the pollution.
Little bit less.
All right, so if you move to Missouri and you could work remotely, you know, all you need is the internet. You could get some acreage, you know, get a few acres. You could start with an inexpensive modular home. And your expenses would be so little. I mean, your taxes for your real estate could be less than $100 a year. So, I mean, your internet costs would be, you know, 10 times what your real estate taxes would be. So I suggest, and I'm talking about Missouri, in rural Missouri. So you might want to consider that. But working with lousy people is really lousy. So I don't like doing that. I like working with nice people.
Yeah.
I really do.
Exactly.
So feel free to call and you know, keep us up to date with what your plans are, and I'll be glad to help.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.